fighting for everybody. And I see everybody out here is fighting for everybody out here. Why is it that we live in Oregon, which is a sanctuary state? We live in Portland, which is a sanctuary city. We have sanctuary schools, but we still have ICE officials coming and taking members of our community. We need our elected officials to step up and create a dialogue with ICE and their agents and say, stop taking people from our community. This is a sanctuary state. Oregon is a safe place.
On Monday of this week, community organizations Millennial and Hispanic Voice for Community Change organized a rally outside of the Portland ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement building on Southwest McAdam Avenue to increase pressure on the Federal Agency of Homeland Security to leave the state of Oregon. In a show of solidarity, many community organizers and family members affected by ICE detentions in Woodburn and elsewhere in Oregon showed up to speak.
And this is a sanctuary state and a sanctuary city, and nobody's standing up. We're going to stand up, and we're going to fight.
I was able to attend the rally and spoke with Michelle Cayena Loesa, whose life stands to be completely uprooted if her father, the sole breadwinner for her family, is deported to Mexico. Michelle's father, Saul, was arrested in Woodburn a month ago while on his way to work when ICE pulled him over, purportedly in a case of mistaken identity.
We have a very special guest. We have Michelle, whose father is currently being held in detention at the Tacoma ICE Detention Center.
ICE agents pulled Saul over and asked for his brother by name. After informing the officers that his brother, whose only crime was a DUI over 10 years ago, no longer resided in the United States, he himself was taken into ICE custody and denied any opportunity to inform his family of his whereabouts. His family heard about their father's arrest only because family friends had seen Saul's vehicle pulled over on the side of the road. Saul was later transferred to a detention center in Tacoma, Washington, where he awaits legal proceedings to determine whether he will be allowed to remain in the United States. Saul has no criminal record and has been residing in the United States for over 30 years, while working to earn income and pay taxes in support of his family. What brings you here today?
Here's Saul's daughter, Michelle.
Me llamo Michelle Cayena Loesa.
What brings you here today in front of the building of Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
My goal today is to support all immigrants, because all that is happening here is an injustice. In my opinion, I don't believe that these deportations should be happening. Immigrants come to have a better life than they do in Mexico, and also to offer better lives to their children. They're so hardworking, and we are the future of America.
What happened to your father?
My dad was detained by immigration almost a month ago. He was driving to work, not even 5 minutes from home, when immigration stopped him and asked, "Are you so-and-so?" My dad said no. That's my brother's name, and he's in Mexico. My dad showed his driver's license to show them that he is Saul, not my uncle. But they detained him anyway, without giving him any reason as to why. My dad asked if he could make a call to me or my mom to let us see him and see about the situation. They refused. Then they brought him to City Hall and continued denying him an opportunity to make any calls. And it wasn't until I arrived here in Portland that they gave him just 3 minutes to talk to my mom. And only then could he tell her all that had happened. He was driving to his work in the morning.
Were they actually looking for your uncle, his brother, or were they just looking for a reason to pull him over and detain him?
Yes, it was my uncle. Yes, he has been in Mexico for the past 10 years. For me, it was an injustice, because in my opinion, immigration had no right to grab my dad, because he wasn't the one they were even looking for. But they have so much power. They're federal. But I've heard so many stories about families, like in Sandy, Oregon, where a husband was detained, and he also had no criminal record. He was clean, and he had 5 kids, a wife, and supported the family. So it's sad that these stories are out there, that they're intentionally taking the wrong people, And also that people are just out there looking for us is very sad.
I'm going to say this one in English because I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Do you think that that all of this was kind of like an excuse or like a scheme to detain your dad, or do you think they were actually looking for his brother, your uncle?
I believe that they were looking for my uncle because my uncle had a DUI and he had to show up to court, but he decided not to because probably my uncle was like, why even go to court if I'm gonna get deported? So he decided to leave to Mexico. And like my uncle, he lived with us, so they had our address.
Since then, have you been able to visit your dad in person?
The day that he was detained, we came to Portland, just before we hear that he was transferred to Tacoma. And we were there for like an hour talking with my dad. And then, it was just really sad, because my brothers thought that we all were going to be able to hug and touch him before he was transferred to Tacoma. But no, a window was dividing us instead. But when we saw this, when we saw him sitting there, it broke our hearts, and we were just crying, asking him why this was happening, and he told us the whole story. And now this moment, he's been transferred to Tacoma, and we're going to visit him this week, and hopefully every week.
Since then, it has been really heartbreaking for my family because my dad, he's the one that supports the family. So we're scared that if he gets deported, probably that's going to mean that me and my family and I are going to leave to Mexico, and we don't want that because of the violence and crime that's going on. And my brothers and I, we were born and raised here in the United States, and we want a better future than the life that my parents had in Mexico, because based on the stories that my parents told us about their life story over there, it was pretty rough, and I don't want to go through that. I want to finish my education here and be successful here in the United States. Families should not be broken apart. They should stick together, and immigrants should stay here. We are the future of this country, every Latino.
What we would like to achieve is for the mayor and the authorities to have a better communication so they're not just picking up people and deporting them and actually stop doing that and stop harming people. Yeah.
Una movilización sin movimiento, perdón, sin estrategia no es un movimiento.
A movement without a strategy is not a movement.
Por eso les demando a ustedes también. No las demandas son únicamente para la ciudad y para el estado. Esta es mi demanda hacia usted.
That's why we demand this for you all and the state. That's what we want.
I'm asking you, I'm demanding you to come out, to strategize, to engage, and continue proving the love you got for my community, my community. Muchas gracias por venir. Por favor, quédense. Va a haber un poco más de música y un poco más de canto. De parte de mía, entonces voy a continuar también gritando una vez más. ¡Fuera! 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 ¡Fuera!
For KBOO News, I'm Kanan Schlesinger.